Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for setting his apartment on fire. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 45-year-old man was arrested Wednesday for third-degree arson after allegedly setting fire to his Bay Avenue apartment. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, police had been called to the second-floor unit three times earlier that morning for disconnected 911 calls. When officers returned at around 1:30 p.m., the man, identified as Thomas Dyson, refused to open the door. Flames and smoke were visible inside the apartment. Wasson said after Dyson ignored repeated commands to open the door, police and firefighters forced entry. Inside, they found Dyson attempting to escape through a window, but stopped him before he could jump. The fire was extinguished and Dyson was the only person in the apartment. Investigators discovered accelerant sprayed on the carpet near the door and cooking grease spread throughout the unit. Dyson was arrested on charges of third-degree arson, a felony, and interference. Heirloom Energy to test revolutionary wind power design in Wyoming. Come January, meteorological towers will rise in southeastern Wyoming as Heirloom Energy prepares to test a groundbreaking wind power concept. The project aims to create smaller, more efficient, and less intrusive wind towers compared to the towering turbines seen along Wyoming highways. Cowboy State Daily reported Heirloom CEO Neil Rickner says the new design, inspired by Wyoming native Robert Loomley, uses compact adjustable propellers moving along a unique track. With support from Wyoming Venture Capital, the Wyoming Energy Authority, and a $1.5 million U.S. Air Force contract, Heirloom plans to test the system's resilience during Wyoming's harsh winter in 2025. The Air Force sees potential for these towers at military bases, offering reliable power without posing hazards to aircrafts. If successful, the project could lead to a Wyoming-based manufacturing plant. For Heirloom, the upcoming winter will determine if this homegrown innovation can weather Wyoming's toughest conditions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.